With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A court challenge to Louisiana's new Ten Commandments law.
Less than a week after Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the new Louisiana law.
The Ten Commandments in every classroom.
The American Civil Liberties Union, the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation have filed suit. They argue the mandate violates the separation of church and state and may alienate some students who are not Christian. Proponents say they're foundational documents of government. The Supreme Court in 1980 and in 2005 ruled Kentucky was violating the Constitution with a similar law. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, the House returning to Capitol Hill Tuesday with a trio of spending bills.
Republicans aim to pass a trio of packages before the July 4th recess, including the always contentious measure to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Freedom Caucus member Chip Roy of Texas says he's encouraging Speaker Johnson to use the same playbook to pass spending bills as they did for the National Defense Authorization Act, namely communicate with the hardliners. Roy says they tried to minimize the more political votes and focus on the issues that mattered to all members. Republicans will also unveil more spending bills, including one funding the Department of Justice that could include former President Trump's much-desired language to defund the prosecutors pursuing charges against him, including Special Counsel Jack Smith, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, and Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. Bernie Benton in Washington.
It was a bloody weekend, the first official weekend of summer. A lot of shootings in Alabama at a party, an entertainment district in Ohio, and a grocery store in Arkansas. In that incident in Alabama, 9 people were wounded. This is SRN News. A Catholic hospital in Canada is being sued.
St. Paul's in Vancouver refuses to allow assisted suicide on its premises and has a legal exemption for that. But a couple whose daughter wanted to kill herself is going to court in hopes of forcing St. Paul's to violate its religious beliefs. In fact, the hospital transferred the couple's daughter to another facility where she was able to end her life. The plaintiffs in the case say no medical facility should have any exemption of any kind. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Thailand, that country's Senate approving a bill that would legalize same-sex marriage, clearing the last legislative hurdle for the country to become the first in Southeast Asia to enact such a law. Now, that bill now goes to the king for his pro forma endorsement. Thailand would become the third in Asia after Taiwan and Nepal. This is SRN News. NASA's spacewalk early Monday was abruptly called off.
NASA has canceled a spacewalk at the International Space Station after water leaked from an astronaut's spacesuit. Astronauts Tracy Dyson and Mike Barrett opened the hatch to the space station's airlock on Monday when Dyson reported a water leak on her spacesuit's cooling system. NASA says the two were not in danger. The astronauts were supposed to remove a faulty communications box and collect microbe samples from outside the orbiting laboratory. Earlier this month, a spacewalk was postponed after another astronaut experienced, quote, spacesuit discomfort, unquote. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Florida Panthers winning the Stanley Cup for the first time, and they did it the hard way. Panthers defeated the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 Monday night in Game 7. Florida won the first 3 games, then lost the next 3. More details at SRNnews.com.